Watford Sport from the BBC with Johnny Bryan. Coming up, Southampton and West Ham draw 0-0 in the Premier League. This man says he wants to stay at Real Madrid until the end of his career.
Great cross in, great header, 1-1. Fantastic Ronaldo header. He's the one player in the air in this Real Madrid team that you're frightened of, and that was astounding.
And Spain's Javier Gomez outsprints the Brownlee brothers to become world triathlon champion. But first, it was a 0-0 draw between Southampton and West Ham in Sunday's only Premier League fixture. Southampton dominated much of the match, but excellent saves by the Hammers goalkeeper Jussi Jaskalainen meant that they were able to salvage a point from the game. Mike Ingham was watching.
A gale-affected, disappointing match. Jussi Jaskalainen stood between Southampton and victory, West Ham's keeper denying Osvaldo, Schneiderlin and Lambert, the woodwork as well depriving Lambert of what would have been his 200th league goal. What West Ham would give to have somebody like him in their attack, all of their approach work fell on stony ground. Collins missed their best chance, but their attitude much better than in the previous game. Two sides looking to re-establish themselves long-term in the top flight, they should at least be safe for another season.
West Ham manager Sam Allardyce said that they would have liked to take 3 points, despite not having many chances.
We're all disappointed in the dressing room because at the stage that we got the best chance that we created today, which was Gingy's, we missed it. And that would have been, a killer for Southampton and won us 3 points today. But it didn't, but the overall performance was very good. The work rate, the organisation, the tactics were right. The players went out and applied those tactics, and then particularly in possession went to try and break Southampton down when they could, but unfortunately didn't provide or create the type of quality we know they've got to get the goals that we need to start getting. We are lacking goals. That's 3 games without a goal, so we do know it's a problem. We've got to keep working and try and put it right.
Cristiano Ronaldo says he wants to stay at Real Madrid for the rest of his career after signing a new contract with the Spanish giants until 2018. The Portugal forward was linked with a return to former club, Manchester United, over the summer. Ronaldo said, "Manchester United is the past. Real Madrid is now my home. I hope that I'm here until I retire." Spanish reports suggest he will earn an annual salary of $22.6 million. His previous contract at the Bernabeu was due to expire in 2015. Elsewhere in Europe on Sunday, newly promoted Monaco beat Lorient 1-0 in the French League on Sunday to return to the top of the table. New signman Radamel Falcao won and converted a penalty awarded after being tripped by the Lorient goalkeeper. It means that Monaco are back to the top of the table, a point ahead of Saint-Étienne after winning 4 of their 5 matches. Lyon slipped to their first home defeat since March after losing 2-0 against Nice. In Germany's Bundesliga, Hoffenheim beat Borussia Mönchengladbach 2-1. And in Serie A, Lazio won against Chievo Verona by 3-0. Udinese drew 1-1 with Bologna, and Fiorentina also drew 1-1 with Cagliari. Triathlon now, and Spain's Javier Gomez has been crowned world champion in London on Sunday. It's the third time he's won the title, beating Britain's Johnny and Alistair Brownlee. The BBC's Jonathan Overend was in Hyde Park watching the action.
After a long, hard season, the championship came down to the final few strides as Gomez, sprinting through the driving rain, pipped the younger Brownlee brother for a third world championship. With Olympic champion Alistair way down the field, struggling with an ankle injury, brother Johnny led the way out of the 25-mile cycle and looked in prime position heading for the final sprint. But Gomez, the brother's long-time rival, appeared like a ghost over the Yorkshireman's left shoulder and took the tape for victory by one single second.
2012 champion Johnny said he was disappointed to lose the title in the final moments.
I'm a little bit gutted, to be honest. I wanted to win. I came here to win and for the home crowd, and I tried hard, but you know, if I'm getting beaten by anyone, Javier Alistair, the two I want to get beaten by. So Javier was just better than me again today. He worked hard on the bike and beat my sprint finish again.
We could see you looking on the screen to see what the body language was of Gomez behind you. I mean, you just run out of steam. It's so hard to almost describe. It was literally the last out of steam. It's so hard to almost describe. It was literally the last 10 metres.
Yeah, there was nothing I could do. It was simple as that. I gave it everything and I thought I had it, and it just came past me, and there's nothing I could do. The whole way around, I was trying to hear how much he was struggling, but because of the crowd, I couldn't hear anything, so it was tough.
To tennis and the Davis Cup, where the Czech Republic will defend their Davis Cup title in the final against Serbia in November, after Janko Tibzarevic beat Vazak Popasil in the decisive rubber to earn a 3-2 victory over Canada in Belgrade. Canada started Sunday leading 2-1, but world number one Novak Djokovic completed a straightforward victory over Milos Raonic in straight sets to set up a winner-takes-all clash. Janko Tibzarevic then had to beat Milos Raonic after struggling against him on Saturday, but he took the win in straight sets in the final tie. Tomas Berdych from the Czech Republic team said he expects it to be a difficult when they meet Serbia in the final.
Well, I mean, it's incredibly tough opponent. You know, they have a number one player of the world, Novak Djokovic, and it's really whole Serbian team is very, very strong, especially when they play at home. You know, they also have a great and very loud crowd, which can help them. You know, they have the experience of winning the Davis Cup a couple of years ago, and they are still hungry to do it again. But the other hand, you know, we still think and believe we can still make it, because Novak is basically can win only 2 points and they need 3. So in the past we managed it to beat the strong teams like that, so we will try to repeat it.
MotoGP now, and world champion Jorge Lorenzo has won the San Marino Grand Prix. His second consecutive victory, which cuts Marc Marquez's lead at the top of the standings to 34 points. Nick Harris was watching.
Lorenzo does not aim to give up his hard-earned world title without a big fight, and this afternoon he decimated the opposition at Misano to lead from start to finish in 28 faultless laps from the Yamaha rider. It was the Spanish rider's second successive victory, and he moved into second place in the world championship alongside Dani Pedrosa, but still 34 points behind rookie Marc Marquez, who finished second and also crashed in this morning warm-up for the second successive Grand Prix. The battle of the race was the fight between the two Hondas of Marquez and Pedrosa, with the rookie coming out on top once again. And to the disappointment of the noisy, patriotic crowd, Valentino Rossi finished off the podium in fourth place after starting from the front row of the grid.
Cycling, and Chris Horner of the United States has won the Vuelta España. At 41 years of age, he's the oldest Grand Tour winner in history. The American won by 37 seconds, beating favourite Vincenzo Nibali, who was second, and Spaniard Alejandro Valverde in third. Australian Michael Matthews won the final stage in Madrid. To cricket, and the Australian captain Michael Clarke is a doubt for the one-day international series decider against England in Southampton tomorrow after a recurrence of a chronic back problem. The Australians had already planned to recall opener Phil Hughes in place of Sean Marsh, who was ruled out after hurting his hamstring in the fourth one-dayer. Coach Darren Lehman insisted Clarke would only be allowed to play if he is fully fit for the match in Southampton, saying, "It's a big game, but if he's not right, I won't risk him." In golf, Suzanne Pettersen of Norway beat teenager Lydia Ko of New Zealand by 2 shots to win the Evian Championship on Sunday and clinch the second major title of her career. Pettersen posted a 3-under-68 to finish with a total of 10-under and 203 after the tournament was reduced to 3 rounds when Thursday's play was washed out. The 16-year-old Ko was trying to become the youngest major winner, but settled only for a 70 in second place. It's Pettersen's first major since the LPGA Championship in 2007. The latest PGA Tour playoff event in Chicago will go to a fifth day after Sunday's play in Illinois was beset by bad weather. Finally, to sailing. Oracle Team USA won the ninth race of the America's Cup Yachting Regatta on Sunday, seizing momentum from challenger Emirates Team New Zealand with their second victory in a row. Oracle needs 8 more wins to retain the trophy. New Zealand has notched 6 victories and needs just 3 more to win the trophy. Our top stories again. Southampton and West Ham hold each other to a 0-0 draw in the Premier League, and Cristiano Ronaldo says he wants to stay at Real Madrid for the rest of his career. And that is the latest world sport from the BBC.